Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Over the weekend, we got an awful lot of messages in from an awful lot of listeners. But this one really caught our attention. It's from a lady called Kim, and I want to read it to you. She says, I witnessed something yesterday that you guys should talk about on your podcast. I was in the car park of Blanche Shopping Centre, and as I was getting into my car, there was this African mother hitting her child, about eight, fairly hard on the back and dragging him by the arm into their car. He was screaming that he wanted ice cream. It was very distressing to watch. She slapped him about six times, and then three strangers came along and told her to stop or they would call the Gardaí. I don't know how to feel about this because I don't think it's any of their business to get involved and tell her how to discipline her child. You should talk about this. Calling the Gardaí is going too far. I'm sure some of your listeners saw this happening because there was a good few people there at the time. And that's from a lady called Kim. Now,
well, the good news is, or is it bad news or good news, is that several people who are on our Facebook page did actually see this as well, because apparently the car park was quite busy, and we're just waiting to hear back from them to see if they will talk to us. So this was it was viewed by a lot of people, and given the way the world is now, I'm sure there is video evidence of what happened, but it sounds quite distressful, doesn't it?
So yeah, but on the one hand, this lady Kim is saying it was stressful, distressing to watch. Yeah. But on the in the exact same breath, she's saying, "But I don't think people should have gotten involved." But she's asking, "Is it our business now?"
Calling the guards though is a bit, is it not? No, I would never hit my children. However, is it your job to tell someone? And but why did she have to say? By the way, the woman was African. What has that got to do with her?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
What has that got to do with her? And how would you know she was African? How do you know someone's African? Just by seeing them slapping their children.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. It is illegal in Ireland to slap a child. Okay,
so that one...
all forms of corporal punishment of children have been outlawed since the passing of the Children First Act in 2015.
Yeah, so that woman was breaking the law.
Yes.
But the question is it any of our business to tell somebody how to parent their child? In the same way, if I had my son up tonight till 11 o'clock watching a Champions League match, say, for instance. Now, my son's the same age as that child that was in the car park. If my child was up till 11 o'clock at night, would you have any right to come into my house and say, your son should be in bed?
Okay, it's not illegal to have your son up till 11 o'clock at night.
No, but I'm saying if we're going to parent the way people, or if we're going to discipline people the way they parent their children. If I was given my young fella McDonald's every day this week, would you have the right to tell me not to?
So we have a duty to report child neglect, okay? We have a moral duty, a legal duty, in fact, to report child neglect. If you believe a child is being neglected, it is your duty to report. Now, a child being slapped, is that neglect? Of course it is, because it's illegal.
Okay, well then, okay, a couple of weeks ago in my local Dunn's, my young one is at the stage where she throws herself on the ground and won't get back up, yeah? And a couple of weeks ago, in Dunn's, she saw a load of Easter eggs and wanted an Easter egg. And I said, no, you're not getting an Easter egg. You get an Easter egg when Easter Bunny delivers them. She went into an almighty strop where she just lay down on the ground in the middle of the Easter egg aisle. There was people looking at me and they must have been, I don't know what they were thinking. But anyway, I grabbed her up by the arm and she literally, I had to grab her away from the aisle to get her away. Now, is that anybody's business? What, if you were on the aisle, you would have said, hey, here, calm down there.
No, you weren't slapping her. You just pulled her up off the ground.
I've never slapped her. Yeah. But no, I pulled her by the arm off the aisle because she would not move. So,
yeah, I don't really have a major issue with that. Adam sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
How's it going, lads? Yeah, I think people like that one there in the car park in Blanchard Central would be allowed to have kids. It's an absolute fucking disgrace. It's not for me this way, the bad for a child. Do you know what I mean? If that's what she's doing, the public think God knows what she's doing behind closed doors. You can only imagine what's going to happen. Very much,
lads. All right, Adam, thank you very much indeed. Noisy enough message. I think we got the gist of it. Now, let me go to line one, and on line one we have...
Louise.
Louise. Hello, Louise. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Louise. Well, what did you want to say on this?
If that girl who started all this, she can't have been very upset if she just watched and let a mother hit a child like that. Why didn't she go over and help the child?
Well, this is her whole point, and this is her whole conversation. She didn't, but other people did, and she's basically asking, is it anybody's business?
It is, yeah. It is. I mean, like, she's saying that she had the child seven or six or seven times or whatever. Why didn't she go over and help the child and take the child off her?
I don't know if she's to go and take a child off a mother.
I don't mean it that way, Adrian, but I mean, like, she should have phoned the guard, and then the guard, like, can take action. Because it's illegal to hit a child. And then she went on to say that she dragged the child by the arm, and she just watched.
Well, here's exactly what she said. She said the woman was hitting her child fairly hard on the back and dragging him by the arm into their car. He was screaming that he wanted ice cream.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I mean. So she just stood there and watched while the mother did all that, and had to take other people to intervene to help the child for that to stop.
Well, so her question is, was it any of her business? Should she have done it? Should other people have done it?
Yeah. Why shouldn't they?
Okay, so you believe it is up to us, if we see a child being slapped, it is up to us to directly intervene and tell that mother to stop slapping her child?
Yeah. I mean, like, if that was any of us, I mean, people would come over and say the same thing if we did that to our kids. So why can't we do that if we see that in public? Works both ways.
Okay, so if you'd witnessed that yesterday, you'd have gone over and said what?
Like, the child is too young to be slapping the child like that, and why are you dragging the child by the arm?
Okay, now, what if you were told to piss off and mind your own effing business, which is probably what you will be told?
And I'd still stand there and repeat what I said the first time.
Okay, so you would take it in, make it your business to go over.
I mean, like that child was probably screaming and terrified while she just stood there, and other people go over.
But hang on, Louise, I see bad parenting every day of the week. For instance, yesterday outside my local spar shop, there was a mother with her child in the pram. Child was the same age as my daughter, 3 years of age, and the child was drinking Fanta Orange. Now, I was disgusted.
No, that's not right. Jesus, no.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. It's not right. Jesus, but have I any right to grab that can of Fanta out of that child's hand?
No, of course not.
But have I any right to even comment?
Yeah, but you should have said, like, what are you giving the child kind of Fanta for?
Here, I'm going to draw the line at that. Starting to tell parents what they can and can't feed their children. No.
But obviously, Adrian, like, she should know right from wrong for to give a child stuff like that anyway.
You're saying that it is up to complete strangers to tell parents what to do with their kids.
Sure. Hang on, you said that a few minutes ago, Adrian.
What?
You were the one that was advocating for people to tell the woman to stop hitting her child.
Because it's breaking the law. It is illegal. It's not illegal to give a child a can of Fanta or 10 cans of Fanta.
At 3 years of age, Adrian, will you come on?
It's not illegal.
Would you come on? Would you?
Okay, hang on there for 1 second. Hang on. I want to bring in Elizabeth. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. This actually happened to me in Belfast, maybe 4 years ago.
Okay, tell us what happened.
Maybe seven or eight. This happened twice, and one time I had a dog with me, which was a bad interaction. But it was in Belfast, right outside St. George, the market, and a lady and her husband, and he just like grabbed this child, started ripping into her, and then just whack right on the back of the legs. And my husband was with me, and he knew exactly what was going to happen. I walked right up to this man toe to toe. I am 6 feet tall. He was about 6 foot two. My husband 6'3". And I walked up to him and I said, hit somebody your own size. Come on, try me. I said, don't you hear it? I got in his face. My husband was like standing maybe 3 feet behind me, just ready to rip into him too. But I just said, I swear to God, I will call the police if you touch that child.
And what did he say?
Yes, very bad words. Very, very, very bad words to mind my own, go back to where I came from. And then my husband, with his best Northern Irish accent, just told him to wind his neck in. And he said the same thing. He goes, if you're going to hit somebody, he goes, why don't you hit somebody your own size? I said, and I looked at him and I was like, I swear to God, I will, if you do not want a scene, I will make a Broadway damn musical and I will bring the guard, I will bring the police right to my door and I will make sure that they put you in handcuffs, sir. And he got red in the face. He looked like he was about to punch me right in the face. But my husband is apparently scarier than me. But you know what? It's true that it takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to abuse a child. People saying nothing gets children abused and killed.
Okay, you could say nothing. By you doing that, you could have brought a whole heap of trouble onto yourself if...
Go ahead. Let him hit me.
If he hits you or whatever.
Let him hit me. I do not care. If it causes less pain to a child, if it is in the defense of a small creature that cannot, she cannot defend herself. She's a child. You need people to, you, it's your job as a parent, as a human being, to defend and protect things that cannot protect themselves. That is an innate right.
Okay, as we mentioned, slapping a child in Ireland is illegal. We know that it's against the law to slap a child. But is it our business to get involved if we happen to witness it?
It's like, everyone's business. Yeah. It's everyone's business.
Okay, can I just...
Because you know what? That woman, I bet a dollar, that woman... will be 10 times worse when no one's watching.
Okay, now the first message that came in, maybe it's an Irish thing, from Martin. And Martin says, that woman on the air now is a nosy L wagon. Now that's not me saying that, that's Martin saying it. She's a nosy L wagon.
That's okay. I don't care. If it's a child, I will step in. If a man was hitting a woman on the street, they would string him up by his neck until he was dead. How come it's okay to slap your child? What?
But as we said, Elizabeth, it is illegal to slap a child. Parents should not be slapping children, but still some parents, like this lady in the car park yesterday, do slap their children. Now, my question is, though, is it the business of people who are strangers to that parent to stick their nose in?
Yes, because like I said, my father was very abusive. And I guarantee you that anything that he did in public, it was 1,000 times worse at home. And so that woman might be able to conduct herself with some kind of decorum in public, maybe give him a couple whacks, but it might be not that bad to some people. But I bet you $1,000 that at home, she's 10 times worse.
Okay, do me a favor, Elizabeth, stay there for 1 second, because in just a moment, I have a message that I want to play for you from one of our listeners. So stay with me for a moment.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Martin, you're saying that people like Elizabeth or the people in the car park in Blanchardstown yesterday are nosy bastards.
Oh yeah, nosy shouting bastards. Nothing else to do, only in the mad for the hits on the look at this, carry on. So what? It's a woman's business what she does.
Okay, it is illegal, Martin, to slap a child.
Look, Adrian, at the end of the day, yeah, you know this generation now, right? I've never come across a generation in my life that is bald as bastards. The carry on of them, like at night time and all, is horrendous, man, horrendous.
And what's that got to do with this conversation? Is it because they're not getting slapped?
They're not getting slapped enough.
They're not getting slapped enough.
This size of ADHD and all that bollocks, will you stop, Adrian? That's all. So when we were all young, when we were all back in the day, did you get a slap? I know you probably didn't, like, but you know, like, if your child is ADHD, a bit bold now, it's ADHD, that's it, off to Richter. I have a little fella there. He's nearly 4 now. I swear to God, I tell you that it cost me about 8,000 in damages and what he's done. But there's no point in slapping him because he just keeps doing it, like, you know what I mean? So, like, slapping him, get on. But what's the one doing yesterday? She's right in the running nosy bastards.
So you don't see any issue with a woman, a mother, slapping her child on the arse or on the back or whatever because he's misbehaving?
I do have an issue. I have an issue with bastards taking their phones out and all that. That's the issue I have.
Okay, so a couple of people went over to this woman and told her to stop. She didn't stop. Well, they threatened to call the guards and everything else. You think that's none of their business, do you?
It's none of their fucking business. They want to look after their own little angels that are out there. And instead of being on the phone and Facebook all the time, that's all that one is a Facebook hit.
Well, Elizabeth, what do you say to all of that?
A nosy bastard.
That literally has nothing to do with telephones and children today. That's okay. That was discipline. My dad breaking my nose before the age of seven. How about the broken fingers? How about the broken ribs? How about the times I was taken out of the house because my parents beat me so bad that I couldn't sit down? I mean, no, that was fine. That was discipline. Obviously, I was taught I need to talk back, so I got cracked across the face. That was fine. That's discipline for you. It's okay. That's where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line at broken hands? Where do you draw the line, sir, on discipline? Do you draw the line at a skull fracture, sir? Do you draw the line at a nose break? Where's the discipline line, sir? Where would you like us to stop hitting the children?
Martin, let's just deal with that. Where do you draw the line? If she was beating lumps out of the child, would you intervene?
I draw the line and slap the ass off him. That's about it. Down below, not up the head or anything like that. Slap the ass off him all you want. But I think now it's more of the nosiness. Like if I was slapping my young fella in the ass, which I was one day in Tesco's, and this nosy owl, as I called him, nosy owl bastard, she came over to me and she says to me, I called the guards for you. I said, if you don't go away, I'll give you one too. Do you know what I mean? Nosy, go away, mind your own business. He was crying for 3 packets of biscuits. He wasn't getting them. He ran amok. So I slapped him on the horn a few times.
But Elizabeth, if you'd been in that supermarket, you would have told him to stop.
It's down to the woman herself. It's down to that lady.
Okay, but hang on, Martin. You just described
that. She was that concerned about the child, Adrian, yeah? Why didn't she go over and take the child off the woman?
That's a good question, Elizabeth.
I called attention to it and told him to stop. And if he didn't, I was going to call the police.
So what?
I can't take a child that's called kidnapping.
Why did you go over and take the child?
Because that's called kidnapping.
No, it's not. It's called. If you would have went over, you could have done a citizen's arrest.
I could have been next way to Sunday, but that's against the law.
You could have grabbed your wand, said, hold on a minute, I went for the police to come here now.
I got in between them just fine.
Martin, let me ask you what you would have done had Elizabeth come over to you and told you to stop slapping your child.
I'd have told her to fuck off.
And that's the risk you take, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, okay.
That's the risk I take. Have you got children yourself?
Yes, I do. And I would rather cut my hand off than strike them. I have a 17-year-old that I sometimes want to hug her to death. And sometimes want to kick her out of a window. I love her to death. She's a great child, but sometimes she frustrates me, but I would never slap her.
So you tell me now, on my life that you've never slapped your child.
On my own life, my mother's life, my grandmother's and my great-grandmother's life, I have never raised my hand to a child because I know what it feels like. I will never
I got a few slaps off my father. And you know what? It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I'm sorry. I've gotten more than a few slaps off my father, but guess what? I will never do that
If that was happening, then why didn't your mother step in? Why didn't your mother step in and say, hey, bastard, what are you doing hitting my child?
Because she was in an asylum. Thank you. She was taken away because he beat her so badly that she went crazy. But thank you. My mother wasn't there for me because all I had was my father, who then beat us till the state came to get us.
Elizabeth, I want you to stay with me for a second because I've been asked to play this message for you and I want to get your response to it, okay?
Okay.
Have a listen to this. This is from Gabriel.
Hi, guys. Now, I've been in a similar situation many years ago. My daughter escalated and I just was really stressed and I just didn't know how to handle it. And I was shouting and screaming at her in public. And then one woman came over and she didn't blame me or anything. She just came over and she bent down to the child and said, oh, what happened? You know, your mom seems to be really upset with you. Are you okay? And then my daughter said she doesn't want to go home or something like this. And the woman, you know, she was so nice and she said, but your mom said you have to go home now. And, you know, and the woman, she was so nice to me. You know, she didn't make me feel really bad that I lost it. You know, I just was really stressed and I didn't know how to handle the situation in this moment anyway. Better. And I think sometimes, you know, we don't just have to blame the mother or blame the person who is just losing it for that moment. I understand it's wrong. I do get that. But maybe it's just okay to maybe step in and say, it's okay, you know, do you want me to speak to a child for a moment so you can calm down? I think that's a very beautiful approach. It's just my opinion. So, okay, thank
Great
you.
Great message, Gabrielle. Thanks very much indeed. Elizabeth, she's basically saying that she was that woman who lost it with her child, and you heard what happened, that a person got involved and calmed the child down and all of that.
And that's probably one of the better ways to do it. That is probably one of the better ways to do it, but she wasn't hitting her child. She was just screaming.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I've taken children off people in the plane when, say, the child was going so colicky that they couldn't stand it, and I held that child for a while the mother took a break at the back of the plane and cried. I've held many children on transcontinental flights and said, hey, you know, do you want me to hold her? I know she's fussy. Do you want to take a break in the bathroom? Do you want to go to the bathroom and freshen up? I will hold your child. That's not a problem. And I think that was a very beautiful thing for that woman to do for that.
And it was. But the point she was making as well is that we are only human. And, you know, kids can bring you to breaking point.
Oh, yeah, of course they can. But when you're faced with someone beating a child,
okay, but sorry, but then
you want to step in.
Yeah, but the argument is, Elizabeth, that I'd be making is, where do you draw the line then? Should I have been able to scold that mother yesterday outside Spar for giving her three-year-old son in a pram a can of Fanta? Three-year-old can of Fanta.
I would have given it the level that you found appropriate. If you would have said something like, ma'am, you know, I don't know you, you don't know me, but as a father, I don't think it's right maybe to give your child something. If you feel like if that's your hill to die on, sir, then you do that. I wouldn't go up to her and scream at her.
But you see, that, with the greatest respect, that's the American way of doing things. And I've had this happen in America as well. I remember the last time I was in America with my son in Central Park, and it wasn't a cold day, but I remember a woman coming up to us, and no disrespect to American people, but they do tend to get involved, and she said to me, sir, why has that child not got a jacket on? It's freezing cold there. I was like, sorry, don't you dare tell me.
But it's the exact same with the Fanta, though. It's none of your effing business to tell a parent, tut, 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 you shouldn't be giving that child Fanta. It's none of your business. This is Jessica.
If she's willing to slap her child in public, God knows what else she's doing at home behind closed doors. Like, in this day and age, you don't slap your child.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anya.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anya. Well, what did you want to say on this? You've been listening to, you know, some parents saying that they would get involved. They would go over to a mother or a father slapping a child and tell them to stop. What's your view on this?
I think they should mind their own business.
They should mind their own business.
Straight out, they should mind their own business, because at the end of the day, I don't believe hitting a child is the right form of discipline. So I do not believe that hit. I'm going to become a mother now in 10 weeks' time, and I will never, ever use that form of discipline on my child.
Okay, and that's fantastic, and congratulations in advance, Anya.
Thank you.
And that's fine, that's your choice, and as we said earlier on, it is also illegal to slap a child. Would you, if you saw a mother slapping a child, would you say anything?
No. Now, I'd want to say something. If I seen it, I would want to say something, but I would say to myself, it's none of my business. It's the mother and the child. That's their business. That's her way of disciplining her child. And it's the wrong way to discipline your child. But
it's none of your business to get involved, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, none of my business whatsoever. Now, I'd feel sorry for the child, of course. But at the end of the day, it'd be none of my business.
Now, Elizabeth, what do you say to that? That even though she totally disapproves of slapping a child as a form of discipline, she still wouldn't get involved. She'd mind her own business.
Well, that's the type of person she is. She doesn't want to get involved. That's not her. If she doesn't want to get involved, that means she doesn't like altercations, and that's totally her right. Now, because she said, I would want to say something, that shows that she believes that in her heart, that is wrong. So, I mean, but if it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to abuse one. It's when people look the other way and don't say anything. If everyone would just walked by and done nothing, I would have cried. If I was the only person to say something to someone, I would have literally cried because I thought, man, that child is alone. No one is going to defend this child.
Well, Anya, really what she's saying is, yes, it is down to you. It's down to me. It's down to all of us to get involved and say, stop.
But what if that, but like, let's say, for instance, Elizabeth went over to that woman who slapped her child there yesterday out in Blanche, and that woman was after abusing her, and she was after lashing out at her. What would she do then? It could happen.
Well, I would approach a woman differently than I would a man hitting a child. A full-grown man hitting a child with full force, I was more angry. Now, when it came to several years ago, when a woman hit her small child in front of me, it was a different altercation completely. And I did not raise my voice at all. But if it was a man, I would definitely raise my voice. Because a man is 200 pounds of straight-up manliness. You should never ball up your fist and hit a child. But a woman, I do approach things differently. Now, that woman I walked up to and I said, ma'am, maybe this is not your day. Maybe this is not your time. But you need to take a step back, go inside, take a breather, because right now you are dead wrong. And she did. She left her three-year-old with me. I was her neighbor. She left her three-year-old with me in the house because she knew me. She knew my dog. She was having a great time. And her husband came and took the child with him. And they went out and they talked to somebody. So I approach things differently. Now, if it would have been a man, I mean, if it would have been that woman, I would have walked up to her completely different, because maybe she's frustrated. Maybe she needs help. Maybe she's a single mom and she's to her wits end. But a man on a street that just balled up his fist and hit a kid that was only two or three, I don't know, she was very small, but balled up his fist and hit him right in the back of the leg, I was kind of livid at that time. You know?
See, you knew that woman because you were just after saying that it was your neighbor at the time.
I just moved in maybe a week ago, but yeah, but I did meet her. Yes.
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying is if it was a woman along the street, that's what I'm saying. Would you still do the same?
Oh, I'd walk up to her and say something. I wouldn't invite her to go inside and have a cup of tea. I would tell her, ma'am, I think you need to take a breather because what you're doing is wrong, because I'm 6 feet and most women are not my height. So I'm very imposing. So I would definitely not come at them like a freight train because that would scare them. But you know, I would definitely have a different approach with her, but I would have said, ma'am, you may need to calm down because what you're doing now is not right. But it's a different situation. With that situation outside of Tesco and she's slapping the bejesus out of him, I would have walked up to her probably quickly, but I would have told her what she's doing is wrong. Please take a step back. If you need help, there are people that can help you.
Let me ask you, Anya, a lot of people are saying that, you know, it is your duty. You need to get involved. You need to protect an innocent child. That is your job as an adult. Even if you don't know this child from Adam, it is your job to stop that child being slapped.
It's all about intervening. At the end of the day, it's all about intervening, and it's all about people getting up into your business and stuff like that. At the end of the day, it's wrong for a child to be slapped because it's not good for the child's mental stable. Because at the end of the day, when that child grows older, he or she. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but he or she could easily be aggressive and be verbally abusive to it. Another child, do you know that sort of way?
Okay, stay there for one second. I want to bring in some more of your opinions on this. This is Eddie.
How are you, lads? I'm late 40s, right? My generation were always slapped. And it taught me right from wrong. It taught me discipline, and I'm all the better for it. And if my parents hadn't slapped me, I would have felt like I could get away with murder. and I would have been a horrible child. But I wasn't, because the fear of a clatter kept you in line. It's just a bit of discipline. It's not child abuse. It's just a bit of discipline.
Now, John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Not too bad, Mr. Dixon. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, what did you want to say on this? Is it anybody's business to tell a parent to stop slapping their child?
No, not unless that parent is actually drawing blood or kicking seven shades of sight out of a child. It's no one's business. I think that's what's wrong with society today. Too many people are too quick to put their nose into other people's business and not mind their own.
And we've been listening to, we heard Elizabeth describing how she did intervene when she saw a child being slapped. They weren't drawing blood. You think we should mind our own business?
Yeah, unless it's causing real harm or real damage to that child. I mean, we all got a couple of slaps when we were kids. A slap on the bottom or a slap on the wrist never did any of us any harm.
I know, but a lot of things used to happen when we were kids. I used to go into a house full of smoke with my grandparents smoking. You wouldn't do that anymore. Things have changed, and it is now illegal to slap a child. Illegal, against the law.
And there's just one more thing that's wrong with society today. Too many fucking, what's the word people use today? Snowflakes.
Well, just as you're saying that, John, we've just been contacted by somebody whose wife witnessed what happened in the car park yesterday. So have a listen to this and we'll see if this changes your mind. Lads, I can't come on because I'm in work, but my wife was in the car park in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre when that happened yesterday. She said it was horrible. She was very distressed when she got home. The poor child looked terrified and was screaming for his mother to stop. My wife says that the mother was like something possessed. My wife has her... Oh, listen, I didn't see this bit. My wife has her car reg number, so she is talking about reporting it. That's from Damien.
So the woman, John, was like a woman possessed.
Well, in cases like that, yeah, intervene. But like I said, if it's only a slap on the wrist or a slap on the bottom, you know, where's the harm in that?
Where's the harm? I mean, well, the harm is...
It's not going to psychologically damage the child for the rest of her life because mummy hit him on
okay,
the bottom.
Okay, but the harm
old,
is,
you know?
The harm is, John, it is against the law to slap a child. End of.
It's against the law to drink under the age of 18, but a lot of people still do it.
Okay, stay there for a second. Leslie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Leslie, John is saying it's none of anybody's business unless the parent is literally drawing blood. In other words, knocking seven shades of shite out of the child. Other than that, it is nobody's business, he's saying.
Well, I have three children that I've never slapped. And as Jeremy said at the start of the show, my eldest daughter used to throw herself down on the ground in shopping centres and stuff like that when she was younger. And... it got to a stage where I used to just literally step over and just completely ignore the behaviour because, like, shouting or roaring or pulling out of her or anything like that, she used to just make herself go wobbly and it just used to escalate the situation. I had two children then with a year between them and I never slapped them because that emotional abuse does stick with you. And if I was in a situation like that in the car park yesterday, I wouldn't approach the mother in an aggressive manner, but I probably would go over and say, look, do you want it 5 minutes? Like, go sit in your car for 5 minutes. I'll, like, chat your kid.
Like that message from Gabrielle earlier on, where somebody did come over and help her in a practical way. I would reckon if that woman was in the height of it, as they say, she'd have told you to piss off anyway.
Like I've seen people losing control with their children. I've been in situations where my children have pushed me to a point where I've nearly lost control. And you have to walk away. Violence is not the answer. Slapping your children is not the answer.
And I think most people today agree that slapping your children is not the way to discipline them. And the vast majority of parents don't slap their children. However, the point that John is making, he's still there, John.
I am indeed, yeah. Okay. I'm listening here, yeah.
The point that John was making, Leslie, is that it is none of your business to tell a parent what they can and can't do with their child. End of.
Well, in my opinion, it is my business. If I see somebody like physically hurting their children, it is my business to step in and say to them, look, that's not okay. You go have 5 minutes. you settle yourself down, get your control of yourself. This child is an innocent child, can't defend themselves, can't stick up.
Okay, now, John, that is what we are talking about, defenseless children.
I agree with that. Like, you know, children deserve to be protected. But like I said, and I'm sticking to my guns on this, a little slap on the wrist or on the bottom now and again does no harm, in my opinion.
There's a difference between getting your child's hand and giving it a tap. But there's a completely difference between slapping your child 57 times on the back and losing
control. That's what I said.
That's a complete loss of control.
That's what I said. I said there's nothing wrong with a slap on the bottom or on the wrist, but if I seen it going too far, like if the child was physically getting harmed, of course I'd intervene. Anyone with half a conscience would.
But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about someone that slapped their child on their back 6 or 7 times.
No, I don't know where you got the 6 or 7 times. No, she didn't say that. She said she was hitting her child fairly hard on the back and dragging him by the arm into their car and was screaming that he was screaming that he wanted ice cream. It was very distressing to watch.
I thought she said
that. No, the child was about 8, was what she said in the message. But regardless, she was hitting the child. And in fact, I've just gotten another message in, which actually makes the whole thing sound even worse. Have a listen to this message. Adrian, I happened to be driving into that car park when this was happening. My girlfriend wanted to get out of the car and intervene. This wasn't soft slaps. You could hear the hits happening. That mother should be reported to Tusla from Killian in Blanche. Now, John, it does sound like it was more than just a little slap.
Well, then in that case, yeah, fair effect to those young fellas for getting involved then.
Okay, so you would have degrees of severity that are acceptable.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Okay. Let me ask you one final thing then. Do you think it was wrong for us to make slapping children illegal?
Yes.
Do you believe that parents should still have that right?
Of course. And that previous guy you had on, I can't remember his name. I think he was exactly right. There's not enough discipline, and that's why we have little shits, or as you like to call them on your program, little scrolls running around the place.
And is that because they're not getting slapped anymore?
There's no discipline, you know? Slapping was a form of discipline when we were growing up. Never did us any harm.
I know, that's the usual argument that is trotted out. It never did us any harm. But, you know, a big person physically assaulting a small person just doesn't seem right now, does it?
Well, no, but is that bullying then, you know? Or the bigger person is picking on the smaller person. Is that bullying?
And Leslie, let me bring you back in again. Do you think it was that parents should have the right by law to slap their child if they want to? Do you think it was wrong to change the law, making it illegal?
No, I don't. I don't agree with slapping children at all. I think it should be against the law.
Which it now is.
It's a corporal punishment of any description. There's loads of ways that you can discipline your children without slapping them.
All right, good to talk to you, Leslie and John. Thanks very much indeed. We'll squeeze in a few more of your voice notes. This is Dara.
You never hit a child, end of. And I think we have to intervene. It's the community responsibility or social responsibility thing again. I suppose this kind of topic has come up in a few other conversations where it's like, do you intervene for fear of backlash? Like, nothing ever good has come from bystanders.
Okay, thank you, Dara. And Jay.
Oh yeah, lads, great conversation today, actually. Man, Martin sounds like a bit of a knobhead. Come here, could you ask that girl, Anya, if she's seen a man attack a woman out of the street, would she get involved? A husband attacking a wife, or would she say, that's none of my business? Because it's illegal to stand by and watch a child being attacked. It's illegal to stand by and watch a child being abused. We voted for it. So, or if it was a man hitting a child, would people have the same reaction, or would more people get involved? Be interesting to find out. Good topic, though, lads.
All right, Jay, thanks very much indeed for your message. Very interesting conversation. But the fundamental point of it is it our business to get involved when you see something like this happening? And you heard from John, he has levels of severity. If he saw the child having lumps knocked out of it, well, then yes, he'd intervene. If it's just a slap on the arse, no.
And this is interesting that just came in on Facebook as well. I'm also from Blanche. I'm not going to name this person because they don't want to be named. I'm also from Blanche. My mother saw what happened yesterday in that car park and knows this mother, although not that well. She is going to get something done about it. Apparently, one of the witnesses recorded it on a WhatsApp video. So that's interesting. So now we have someone saying that they have the reg of, because I assume the woman got into the car then and drove off. We have the reg Apparently, allegedly, we have video footage. We haven't seen, by the way, we haven't seen any, unless you have a view.
No, I haven't.
We haven't seen any video footage yet, but if there is, it won't be long before it makes its way into WhatsApp groups and stuff like that. So I have a feeling, Adrian, we aren't going to hear, we haven't heard the end of this, because people are angry by what they witnessed in this car park.
All right, we will keep you informed.
Is there a cultural thing, though, is there?
I don't know, and I don't know that it's even relevant to say that the woman was African.
No.
And we didn't have anybody saying that that is the case, that African people discipline their children any differently. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast, which we do most weekdays. Thanks very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.